Well, Ryan, first of all, congratulations, man of the match, but I'm sure that's far from your thoughts at the moment. Tell me, what's your immediate reaction to that? Is it relief or disappointment?
I suppose, Tom, mixed emotions, you know, just saying that there to somebody else. I suppose coming up the road yesterday, we were firmly believing that we were going to win the match and we're going out to win the match, you know, and I think, to be fair, we proved the way we played, that we did go and try win the match, you know, but... Thought we played well at times. Didn't play so well at times as well, you know. But I think when we went behind, we showed good, you know, determination. Didn't drop the head. All the years we made it drop the head, didn't drop it. Got the goal. Got back into winning position. Wee bit disappointed. Didn't kick on then, you know. But I suppose then when we went a point down with a minute or so left, to show that wee bit of composure and maturity, maybe I suppose might be a word to use to get back into the game and not lose it. But still a wee bit disappointed we didn't win.
What was the feeling at half time? We'd point down, maybe had a couple of narrow shaves, lucky escapes, maybe they had got in for a couple of goal chances.
Yeah, they did, but that's football, Tom, yeah. You know, and that's going to happen, you know, no more than, I suppose, if you look at Dublin, that happens, they give away goal chances, so it's how you react to them, and I think we reacted well, you know, I think we got in for a couple of goal chances ourselves, could have got in, you know, so that's football, it's how you react, you know, it's getting the next play, getting the next ball, you know, and I think we showed that well today when we did get a couple of setbacks, that we showed good maturity and composure to get the next ball away and get a shot off or a score.
You picked up man of the match, Michael Murphy had a big game as well, you know, the experienced players came good, and then you had, like, the Oisín Gallen coming in, even Darragh Boyle came on and played well, you know, Paul Brennan came on. There was a lot of, as you said, a lot of men dug deep there this afternoon.
Yeah, they did, and I think every man gave everything for the Donegal jersey, you know, and we're going to have to do that again in 2 weeks' time, and hopefully if we get on further, we'll have to do again. Every single day you go out, there's cameras on you, there's people watching, you know, and you have to, we're really proud and privileged to be fit to represent our county, Tom, to be honest with you, and every day we do that, we go out and try give it our all. You know, we had a few injuries coming in here today, but that's the reason we have a squad, you know, and that's the reason we try build a squad, so we can, when we do pick up the knocks for people to come in, and I think they've done well, you know. I suppose I was just touching on somebody else there as well, we picked up a bad injury during the week with Owen Bann, you know, and I suppose from Donegal, and everybody wish Owen Bann well. I know him personally, know him very well, and I know he'll come back stronger than ever.
And, you know, you went into that game without the experience of Neil McGee and Paddy McGrath as well. What was it like when you found out that they weren't fit to play?
I suppose it's disappointing at the start, but that's life, Tom, and that's football. You know, people are going to pick up knocks and get injuries. You know, and you just have to move on. That's a squad. You can't think in the past, and you can't think about people. Unfortunately, that's not in the team. You have to be fully focused and fully committed to the team and the boys. If you think for a second, oh no, we having these boys, we're not going to do well, you may as well not run out in the pitch. Mm-hmm. I was fully behind and fully committed to the boys that came out, and I think they gave everything and done extremely well today. And unfortunately, we didn't get over the line, but we're still in the hat.